La dernière fois, nous avons
présenté comment
it is possible to practice the sadhana of Shenrezi, qui que l'on soit,
whoever we are,
et même,
and even
si l'on en a pas reçu,
if we haven't received any instruction, how we can join in a state of
simple présence,
simple
ouverte,
full awareness,
donc, je vous renvoie
openly.
Aux détails que nous avons donnés à cette occasion.
You can go back to this
ce soir,
teachings a few days ago.
Avec les anciens,
with the elders,
je souhaiterais que nous abordions cette pratique de Shenrezi dans
that we enter this sadhana of Shenrezi in its two phases.
Et l'articulation de ces deux phases, de ces deux périodes, de ces deux temps qui sont
these two phases that are the heart of this practice and its dynamic. These two phases that are named the generation phase and the perfection phase.
En Tibetain, kirim,
in Tibetan, kirim,
generation
phase.
On a aussi traduit certaines fois de développement.
Also of development.
Génération et développement parce que l'on y
because
génère,
we
l'on y développe.
We develop
un sentiment,
a feeling,
forms,
notions, concepts,
et la phase de
and
perfection,
the perfection phase,
nommée ainsi, car elle est
because
l'expérience
it
de
is
la
the experience of perfection.
Et elle est l'expérience de
and it is the experience
la nature parfaite,
of the perfect nature,
transcendant,
transcendental,
forme,
transcending name and forms in this non-dual experience. These two phases constitute
la dynamique même de la pratique,
the dynamic of the practice,
et elles alternent.
And they alternate.
La première
the first phase
phase, donc de génération,
of generation
est un moment de
is a moment
méditation conceptuelle.
Of conceptual meditation.
Conceptuelle. Et relationnelle.
And relational.
Relationnelle et conceptuelle.
Conceptual and relational.
L'on
we
il est important de
it is important to start with
les formes,
the forms,
le relationnel,
and the relational,
la relation,
the relationship,
la situation dans
because it is the situation,
habituellement, c'est la situation
in which we are usually,
nous sommes,
the situation in which we are,
dans notre conscience,
in our
duel,
dual concept consciousness, usually.
Comme dit
and as Nagarjuna says, it is
sur les formes que le sans forme naît parfaitement.
It is when we handle on forms that the non-forms can emerge. In this first phase, we
évoque et l'on entre
evoke and we enter in the presence
de la bonté éveillée,
of enlightened kindness,
de l'amour, de la compassion,
of love, compassion,
éveillée,
enlightened,
qui a pour nom
which
Shenrezi,
has for name
Shenrezi, signifiant
which means
vision parfaite,
perfect vision,
vision parfaite qui est
perfect
ici
vision that is here,
vision d'amour,
a vision of love,
vision de bienveillance,
of benevolence,
vision d'empathie,
of empathy,
une présence,
a presence
qui est se vit sous la
which
forme
is lived in the form of
d'un regard d'amour,
a look of love.
D'un regard d'amour
of a look of love
qui nous aime,
that loves us.
Et vis-à-vis duquel,
and for which,
en retour,
in return,
en participation, se développe aussi,
develops also,
en nous,
in us,
un élan,
a burst,
d'amour, de compassion, de
a surge
nous
of kindness,
amour,
compassion, love. We use love and compassion as the same
amour et compassion
two words,
sont
but they are like
de
two dimensions of enlightened kindness.
La bonté éveillée
enlightened kindness has
quatre dimensions,
four dimensions,
que sont
which are
la
love, compassion,
la joie et
joy, and equanimity, which are symbolically the four dimensions, four arms of Chenrezi. In this first period of the practice, we evoke.
Manifeste au sommet de sa tête,
at the top of our head,
du son ri,
from the sound ri, which is
son
the sound,
primordial, la syllabe germe,
the primitive sound
de la bonté,
of donc, kindness,
l'intelligence des différentes familles de Bouddha et des sons principiels. Mais c'est de ce son
it's from the sound
premier dans sa lumière
primeval sound in
que,
its light
se
that
manifests
au sommet
de notre
tête, at the top of our head
Chenrezi
avec
cette présence
with this presence
d'amour
of love
de bonté
kindness
que l'on
that we
invoque,
evoke
invoque,
invoke
que l'on
summon
et
that we live
dans une situation
in a situation
relationnelle,
relational.
Il y a deux.
There are two.
C'est Chenrezi et nous.
Chenrezi and us.
Reconnaît cette
we recognize
bonté éveillée,
this enlightened kindness.
Présence,
we feel its presence. It is the union of all the qualities of enlightenment, the union of the three jewels, the union of all the aspects of refuge. And in the prayer, there is a moment for prayer, of homage. We turn ourselves towards this kindness, enlightened kindness.
Tout en la vivant,
all the while living it,
on l'appelle,
we call it,
et l'on s'ouvre à elle,
and we open ourselves to it.
L'appel,
the call,
la prière,
of the prayer, and the homage,
fait rayonner de lumière
homage,
cette présence au sommet de notre tête, et
awakens the light at the top of our head, and
descend en nous,
it ascends in us in a form of light and is absorbed
en notre coeur,
in our heart
en notre coeur,
or and is placed in our heart
calice de lumière en la forme d'un lotus à six
in a form of a lotus of six petals.
Il y a la
there is
de la bonté éveillée,
the presence of enlightened kindness
tête,
at the top of our head
là, dans une situation
in a situation, relational situation in which we open ourselves to
prière,
by the prayer
et qui entre
and
en
enters into us
et qui
and comes
en notre cœur.
and descends into our heart. It isn't. It's not that this presence and its qualities of love and compassion, enlightened, is different from us.
It is
at the root of our nature, of our usual dual consciousness. It is foreign to us. It is why we summon it and we feel it as at first exterior to us, and it comes and inhabits us, and we feel it inside us, in our hearts. And it's in this state that we recite the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, mantra that is at the same time the name of Chenrezig. It is like a call,
and animates
this presence inside of us. By this recitation of the mantra, it lives inside of us. We feel it. We experience it. It is stimulated by Om Mani Padme Hum. It lives in us. We live in it.
Om
Mani Padme Hum, like all mantra, has a meaning, a symbolic meaning.
Om
is enlightenment in its three dimensions. Hum at the end is the energy, enlightened energy, dynamism of kindness, love, compassion, in its five dimensions, which are the five dimensions of Hum. And in between, Mani Padme has the meaning of jewels in the lotus. There are a lot of interpretations. It can be explained syllable by syllable.
Mais joyaux dans le
but jewel in the lotus is the jewel of the presence in the lotus, of openness, the jewels of love and compassion in the lotus, of vacuity.
Prajna,
upaya,
masculine, féminin.
Masculine, feminine.
Ce qui était particulièrement important,
what is really important isn't the explanations. They are here to
compréhension et celle-ci l'expérience,
to understand and experience, but what is important is to open ourselves to this kindness, which is our
nature,
true nature, and that we invite and incorporate in the process that I have just described. When we recite the mantra,
de le réciter dans
we have to recite it
l'état de
in the state of open presence,
en lequel,
in which
apparence,
appearances,
sonorités et pensées sont indissociables,
tone and thoughts
are ou sont vides.
Apparence can't be separated
vide,
from
sonorité vide.
The experience.
On peut dire pensée ou on peut dire cognition, c'est mieux de dire cognition, c'est plus large. Cognition vide. Si l'on pose la question,
if we ask the question,
que signifie
what does
apparence, sonorité,
appearances,
vide,
tone and
on peut écouter le
cognition,
de
empty
Boucher,
cognition thoughts.
À la fin de la pratique, qui justement en trois stances dit, j'adresse ma prière au lama.
I address my prayer to the Lama that the empty appearances self is self-liberated, the experience of empty, what is apparent and empty, and empty cognition self-liberates itself. What is empty is empty of clinging and duality. The mantra is also recited in this open presence, empty of all duality, where appearances, tones, and cognition, objects of the mind, of the state of mind, lives in this openness, in this open presence.
Here
we are at the transition of the first phase and the second phase. The first phase, the second phase,
le repos
is the rest
en l'état naturel,
in the natural state,
la présence ouverte,
the open presence,
tel quel,
as
ainsi,
is.
Sans fabrication,
with no fabrication,
sans méditation,
no meditation,
mentale,
mental meditation,
et sans se distraire, sans être distrait,
without being distracted
cet état de,
from the state
simple
of simple
présence ouverte,
open presence,
toute ouverte,
all open,
et de
and to remain simply so in this natural state.
Comme commentaire, il y a l'andanda que l'on chante.
There is this andanda that we sing at the beginning of this period that I have commentated before yesterday or the last time.
Ces deux périodes,
periods
qui ont énormément de dimensions,
a lot of different dimensions, experiences, practice and meaning, it isn't possible to enter into too much details. It would complicate things more than anything else.
De déjà sentir,
but at first feel
les deux
the two periods,
leur mouvement,
their movements.
Première période,
the first period
avec,
with
une forme, une
a form, an evocation,
le mantra qui
and the mantra
anime
which animates
présence,
a presence
avec, nom,
with
forme,
name, form, sensation,
et, relationnel
and relational,
et la deuxième période,
and the second phase that is beyond of all
fabrication, de
fabrication
tout
of all name, concept,
et simplement,
and that is simply
le repos,
the rest
naturel,
in this natural state
présence,
of an open presence.
Et si l'on comprend bien
and
le,
if we understand
l'articulation de ces deux,
the articulation,
périodes,
how these two periods join themselves,
l'expérimente bien,
if we experience it well, it integrates itself in our life. Om mani padme hum.
Un instant de,
a moment
d'empathie,
of empathy,
de bonté,
of kindness,
de présence, d'amour, de
of
compassion,
presence of love and compassion,
et suivi
followed with
d'une
followed by
ouverture,
an openness, an opening
présence,
in the presence,
présence ouverte.
Open presence.
Et la pratique est là.
And the practice
simple.
Is very simple.
Om
Mani Padme Hum.
Evokes l'empathie.
Empathy.
Et conduit
and
à la présence ouverte qui est la dimension.
Tends towards
la plus
open
profonde,
presence. Which is the profound, most the deepest experience of enlightened kindness.
Étant la même
it is the nature of
ouverte,
the open presence,
la nature même
the nature of Chenrezig,
la nature de Buddha.
The nature of Buddha.
Voilà pour cette présentation. Courte délibérément et
this,
à ce point si
this is a general presentation
des remarques
which is brief
des questions, elles sont
so now if you have any questions remarks observations they are all welcome.
Que vous pourriez
could you
dire en quoi ri
tell us why ri
le son
is the sound
ri est un son qui est principal si j'ai bien compris
a very important sign, sound there are different sounds
principal a om
a om hum
ri
and others.
A a i i u u ri ri li li e e o o ka 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 ga ga cha 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 nya ta 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 na pa 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 ba ma cha 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 wa ra la sha sa a a et après c'est tout l'alphabet aussi de dire.
This is the whole alphabet. There are
some
sounds
qui sont
which are
principiels au sens où ils sont premiers.
They are
A, c'est évident.
Primitive, they are the most important. A, it's obvious.
Les
with the
voyelles I, U, E, O.
Voyelles.
Et avec des déclinaisons, aussi, des combinaisons avec des consonnes qui animent.
The declinations with the consonants which animate the
les
voyelles.
Consonnes qui donnent
all the consonants
différentes formes
which gives
d'articulation
declension.
Sont vocalisées secondairement et sont initialement vocalisé en A. Ça, c'est dans l'alphabet sanskrit.
They are initially vocalized in A. This is the Sanskrit alphabet.
Il y a là toute une.
There is in this all
une science,
a science of sounds.
Et, qui ont.
Which have.
Une résonance.
A resonance.
Une résonance. On pourrait même dire des résonances harmoniques ou qui amènent certains états vibratoires
vibratory states
et certaines
and some certain
harmoniques ou harmonies.
Harmony.
On dit certaines fois que
we
notre
sometimes
corps
say that our body
composé
is composed of
différents
different
canaux. Et que
channels, and that these channels are like
tuyaux d'orgue, qui ont
like
un son,
like the organ,
les sons principaux sont
main
en quelque sorte
sounds
des
are like
résonances qui correspondent
resonance,
à
which
différents
corresponds to these different
états,
states,
à ces différents souffles.
these different breaths and energy, which are different states.
La vision des,
and the vision of
son principiel,
of the main sound in a simple and archetypal way
les cinq familles,
et are deployed in the five families, and the A
qui est le son premier, yeah,
main, which is the first one.
Ri, A. Om, Om, Cham, Ri, A. Ce qui fait cinq.
Which are five.
Which corresponds
to the five families of the Buddha.
Ce qui signifie
which signifies the five dimensions of the enlightened experience, the five qualities of enlightened experience, or the five qualities, main qualities of the state of non-duality that we also name, the five main experiences, the five wisdoms. I will not develop now with four. To keep it things simple, but in this it is in this context and spirit that it can be explained. Ri is the main sound of the family named of the lotus. The family of the lotus, which is each family has correspondence, connections in the space and time, qualities. And the family of the lotus, it is the west,
where the sun est rouge, c'est le rouge.
It is the red.
Et on a ici les différentes.
We have here the different colors of the mandala. This intelligence of the main sounds and the family or lineage of Buddha.
Et l'intelligence même du mandala.
And the intelligence of the Buddha.
La famille du lotus est
the family of the lotus is associated with
the first experience
of discernment,
non-dual,
which is
the
transmuted aspect
du désir attachement,
of desire attachment.
On est piloté par le désir qui est le principe de sélection. Je veux
I want what I desire.
Transmuted,
it is
discernement éveillé,
it is enlightened discernment, which is this quality, first experience associated with the family of the lotus.
La bonté,
this
la douceur,
lotus family is kindness, softness.
Douce,
a lotus is soft, hot.
Tout ça a plein de sens.
C'est aussi it has a lot of different meanings.
It
is also associated with
chaleur,
the fire element.
Et cette famille du lotus
this family of the lotus has ri.
Comme, son
as sound and characteristics,
la syllabe germe de Chenrezig,
which is
qui est aussi celle, d'Amitabha.
The syllable of Chenrezig and Amitabha.
Amitabha
est
le Bouddha de lumière infinie.
Is the Buddha of infinite light that we also mention in the prayer of Sukhavati.
Emao, merveilleux Bouddha
Emao.
De lumière infinie, c'est Amitabha, lumière infinie qui est la claire lumière.
Infinite light that is also et clear light.
Cette
dimension of clear light,
omnipresent,
the fundamental energy, omnipresent,
d'Amitabha,
of Amitabha,
déjà, ri,
has the
form, des
forms
de Chenrezig,
of the qualities of Chenrezi.
Procède d'Amitabha et l'expression de son expérience parfaite qui est susceptible de se vivre en chacun de ceux qui la réalisent.
It is susceptible to be lived in any person that
il y a là,
wishes
trois
it.
Dimensions que l'on nomme celles des trois kayas. Mais
there are these three dimensions, the three kaya, but simply ri is the syllable of the family of the lotus in its different dimensions and with its characteristics
bonté,
of kindness, love,
de
compassion,
de bienveillance,
benevolence,
de douceur,
softness,
de tendresse,
tenderness,
de chaleur,
heat, and so on and so forth.
Bien.
Bonsoir Rinpoche, oui.
Good evening, Rinpoche.
118 personnes connectées ce soir.
There are 118 people connected tonight.
Le score. J'ai cru que c'était, ça faisait partie des informations à donner.
Quand je suis content de vous savoir nombreux, bienvenue, oui.
Et quelques questions.
Deux questions.
Qui posent la même question.
Two people,
pourquoi
séparer are asking the same questions. Why do you separate love and compassion? Love is included in compassion and vice versa.
L'amour est inclus dans la compassion.
Love is included in compassion and compassion is included in love.
Tout dépend ce que l'on
it all depends on what we mean of when we say love and compassion. And this is a pertinent question.
And avec attention.
It has to be considered with attention.
Les définitions du
in
dharma,
the definitions of the Dharma,
l'amour est
love,
plus particulièrement,
and more particularly,
le souhait,
the wish,
l'élan,
the burst, the surge, the attitude of kindness which wishes that others are free of all sufferings.
Et le bonheur est la cause du bonheur. Et la compassion, c'est qu'ils soient libres de souffrance et des causes de souffrance.
Compassion is that others are free of sufferings
étant libérés de la souffrance,
love
que l'on accède au bonheur. Et on accède au bonheur,
others to find happiness and the causes of happiness.
Les deux,
both of them
en même temps,
operate together, and it is in this sense that they
ensemble,
function together.
Mais on fait cette,
that we make this difference. However, love is the wish of happiness and causes of happiness. Compassion is the wish of liberation from all sufferings and the causes of suffering. And if it, whether it is for love and compassion, there are different levels. Love and compassion, relational love and compassion. Love and compassion that comes from the experience of reality.
Et l'amour, compassion,
love and compassion,
non-dual,
non-dual which is beyond duality and separation of me and another, the ultimate form of love and compassion. Another question
la part de Paola,
from Paola in Tripoli,
Paola, Tripoli au Liban. Bonsoir,
in Lebanon.
Comment ça va là-bas? Vous ne pouvez pas me répondre. On fait des souhaits pour vous et pour le Liban et pour tous ceux qui sont là-bas au Moyen-Orient.
Paola asks, if you recite constantly the mantra, can we find enlightenment or find a state of openness very large? Yes, it is the way of the manipa. The manipa are these people who practice. They constantly recite the mantra, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme
Hum.
And it may seem very simple. Well, elementary. It is. But it is a practice, a true practice, extremely deep, profound.
La récitation continue
the constant recitation of the mantra
le japa même,
is named the japa.
Le fait de porter en soi,
and the fact
le
to
continuellement,
constantly recite
vocalement
the mantra vocally or in the presence of in our hearts,
sonorité mentale,
in
interne, intérieure,
mental tone,
cette,
internally.
Du mantra,
this constant presence of the mantra is the constant presence of Chenrezi, which can bring the constant presence of Chenrezi by the power of efficiency of the mantra. And this constant recitation,
éventuellement par la présence ouverte et,
that which can be alternated with the open presence, it's a very deep practice and very important practice.
Geneviève qui est avec Paola.
Geneviève with Paola.
Bonsoir Geneviève.
Continue et précise la question. L'enrichir en demandant si on récite
if we recite mechanically the mantra
est-ce qu'il y a un effet ou c'est pareil
like the Tibetans would it have the same effect or would it have the same effect if we recite any other words
est-ce que ça sert à quelque chose
and if we recite it in another state
oui.
Then the one of full of open presence would it have the same effect yes because if we wait until we are in the perfect state of open presence to recite the mantra we will wait a long time it is good to start to recite the mantra in any state even if we are in a state of crisis
dans une colère affreuse
in a great anger it is very good to recite the mantra
le mantra est d'autant
and
plus
the mantra is
efficace son efficacité
even more
son efficacité son opérativité
effective
est animé par
when it is animated
la présence
by the presence while it's recitation to be
donc,
one with the recitation
mieux,
it is best
profond,
it is the most it is the deepest
mais, pas
but it isn't
parce que c'est le plus
because it is the most
mieux,
the deepest and the best that it shouldn't be
recited
differently and the Tibetan recite it they have their mala and they recite it when they are at the market while talking to others they recite it constantly and it's very good and between it is a reminder of the presence of Chenrezi it is a way to initiate
la relation
the relationship
de Buddha à Buddha, de Chenrezi,
from a Buddha
Chenrezi,
to Buddha
cœur cœur,
from Chenrezi to Chenrezi from heart to heart when you answer the phone
dans le métro,
in the metro
en toute circonstance,
in any circumstance
il y a pas de contre-indication. Au pire, vous pouvez passer pour un,
you may
excentric.
Others might find that you are a bit eccentric, but it's a very good
recitation.
It's very good.
Est un aspect, la
and this vocal recitation, mental recitation, is best and more and deeper. One is the consequence of the other. To only practice the mental recitation is very difficult. The vocal recitation brings to the mental recitation. The mental recitation is the deepest because it demands to be completely present to it. And this mental recitation has a very, it's much more powerful of protection, and it protects much more our state of mind.
Oui, encore une question. Alors, de Normandie.
Another question.
Bonsoir, Daya.
Mais lorsqu'on ressent une compassion, when we feel a compassion which morale et physique,
creates
est-ce une forme d'amour ou bien
strong
d'arrogance déguisée?
Suffering, pain. Is it a form of love or compassion, a disguised arrogance?
La compassion véritable,
true compassion,
à la souffrance
which is compassionate to the sufferings of others, which
à la souffrance du samsara,
is compassionate of the sufferings of the samsara, brings
peut nous toucher, il nous touche,
can touch us,
il est important d'avoir,
and it is important to
ce cœur tendre,
to have this tender heart
être touché,
that can be touched, that is sensitive,
qui est réceptif,
receptive,
et qui peut même
that can even
pleurer,
cry.
Chenrezig, dans son regard,
Chenrezig in this, in his look of love,
les yeux un petit peu rougeoyants,
has les, his eyes are a bit reddish,
justement,
because he
ne pleure pas, mais
he's not crying, but it's like he had his eyes were humid, and that he felt compassion, great compassion, when he is looking at the difficulties and the sufferings of all living beings. There is in this compassion this dimension of sensitivity and tenderness.
Et dans celle-ci,
and this,
de réciter en mani
to recite a mani penme hum,
il ne veut pas dire qu'il faille,
it doesn't mean
triste,
to be sad,
cela peut arriver,
but it can happen
suivant les circonstances,
depending on the circumstances in the experience,
de la peine, de la souffrance des autres et du monde, et cette,
this
sensibilité,
sensitivity is a good thing.
Et il est important,
and it is important
fond,
to go to the deepest part of it without being
dans une résistance,
in a resistance.
D'aller jusqu'au fond,
to go
de notre cœur tendre, de notre bon
to
cœur,
the deepest part of our
bon cœur,
good heart.
Une traduction
good heart
de
is the translation of Ninje that we
par compassion.
Often Nin translate with compassion.
Cœur,
Nin is the heart, and
bon,
Je
bon
is the good, the
cœur,
best.
Le bon cœur. Le bon cœur dans son
the good heart, the best heart,
profond,
in its meaning of deep and essential. I don't know if this answers a bit your question. You can give more details.
Merci. Merci. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions ici?
Dans les représentations de Chinrezig,
in the representations of Chinrezig, he holds a stone in his hands at the level of his heart. Can you give us an explanation of this symbol?
Je développerai volontiers.
I will develop another time the symbolism of Chinrezig. He has four arms, which are the four dimensions of enlightened kindness, as we said before. His two first arms are joined, and his two others are open. The two first joined hands are the symbol of union, of non-duality. The non-dualist union in which is
Chintamani.
Can be found.
Ils tiennent un joyau. Un joyau qui se nomme le Chintamani.
This jewel,
qui est le
which is
joyau qui
the jewel
tous les
which
dans,
makes real all wishes in the state of non-duality. In a state of realization, non-dualist, which is the nature of Chinrezig, in which nature in which remains, lives this Chinrezig.
Joyau de l'esprit.
That's where we can find this jewel.
Chintamani, c'est chitta mani.
Chitta mani.
Mani, c'est le joyau.
Mani is the jewel.
Mani Padme Hum.
Like in Mani Padme Hum.
Le joyau.
It is the jewel of the mind, of the enlightened mind, which is the state in which all the wishes, all the aspirations, everything that we can wish, desire, is naturally accomplished and realized. It is the symbol of this power that has Chinrezig to grant all the wishes and the prayers that we express him in the Dharma.
Voilà.
Quelques éléments. Merci. Est-ce que c'est en lien avec Bodhicitta?
It is linked. Is it linked with Bodhicitta? Yes, it is linked with Bodhicitta.
Bodhicitta
and its absolute aspect, non-dualist.
Relatif. C'est Bodhicitta,
it is Bodhicitta,
qui est aussi,
which is also named the philosophical stone, which transforms everything that it touches, lived in the state of Bodhicitta, which is transformed in gold, awakened practice. Just like the stone, the philosophical stone, which transforms the
l'expérience ordinaire, cette matière première se trouve transformée en l'or d'un état éveillé ou en or d'une pratique d'éveil.
avec bodhicitta, which transforms all impure.
Est susceptible effectivement aussi d'être compris comme le bodhicitta. À ce point, sauf s'il y a une dernière question.
Une dernière question sur le sujet. Est-ce que réciter un mantra mentalement
to recite mentally the mantra for one person can have a subtle effect on this person? All the wishes that we make in the wishes of the heart with a pure intention, benevolent intention,
et où tous les souhaits que l'on exprime,
all the wishes that we express in the
fond,
the basis,
de son cœur, en état de présence,
the foundation of our heart in the state of presence, of awareness,
réel,
all these wishes have a true power
d'accomplissement,
of accomplishment.
Ce sont comme des graines que l'on sème dans la claire lumière. Il ne s'agit pas de
comprendre
une forme magique.
It is not to be understood in a magical way or in a sort of
pouvoir de la pensée,
power of the mind, and that we might act with our thoughts, it would be an erroneous way of understanding it. But in the power of the reality of interconnections, which are unlimited, the wishes which are
leur formulation du cœur font leur
these wishes
chemin
et make their way
and
bring
des circonstances favorables
favorable circumstances of the realization of what they express. It is the reason why we practice the wishes. It is maybe difficult to understand, but it operates at different levels. It operates for us, for ourselves.
Ça se nomme même dans certains cas la pensée positive.
It is even named positive thinking.
Et soi n'étant pas si ce n'est
ourselves isn't separated from another and the others. It is also an action
sur les autres.
It also has a consequence on others. It is just and it is good to make wishes of the heart for a person that we know, for all the living, but also and particularly for people with which we have a particular connection and proximity of the connection. Makes the wish more direct and more operative.
Un petit moment,
a little moment of contemplation.
Et justement, un souhait de dédicace pour le bien de tous les vivants.
And a wish of dedication for the happiness of all living.
Sans aucune appropriation,
dédiée au bien de tous les vivants, en la réalité
absolue.
Sarva Mangalam.
Bonne soirée.
Good evening.
Au revoir.